Hello everyone, this is Lady Dragon speaking. It's Monday, September 12, 2005. Very busy day. We're starting a lot of news today. By the way, I told you last week that Tokyo Show is this week. Tokyo Show is starting is in Japan, in Tokyo, Thursday. So I am expecting news from Microsoft with the official date on Wednesday. Well, Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. So be sure to watch my news section for the release. Now let's talk with Jeremy Buck. Jeremy Buck is my dear friend, musician, who's doing actually my soundtrack. He just came back from a tour. And he's playing Tuesday night at the Lighthouse. His CD just came out, so you can go check his CD. And he plays live at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California. News from 2K Sports concerning... They made a 4-year commitment to sponsor 2K Sport College Hoops Classic, which should benefit the coaches versus cancer. So it's the nation premier season opening college football-based basketball tournament. So 2K Sports will sponsor that. For the next 4 years. News from QPass. QPass saying that they're strengthening their position in the mobile commerce market with new milestone like purchase transaction for premium content up to 50% in just 2 months. So they seem to be doing well. So they offer information on how their new service is doing. Sega announced today that it makes partnership with Petroglyph, where they're going to build together a RTS, which is a real-time strategy franchise. Well, you know, Petroglyph, they say that the team members are former employees of Westwood Studio. Westwood Studio, you know, used to be owned by EA. They're the one who did games like Blade Runner, Eye of the Beholder, Dunes 2, and of course Command & Conquer. So that should be quite interesting to see what type of franchise will come out of this. Oh, you know when you play your PSP outside, you don't see nothing? Well, there's a company that just offered this solution. Digital Innovation as a product that they announced today, a product that you can actually see what you're doing outside. Infinium Labs, you know, the one who's doing the Phantom console. They say they have made change in management. In order to strengthen their team before the launching the Phantom game service to the market. Other news we have here. Oh, Grant Rockstar. You just sent me a news concerning the Grand Theft Auto Liberty City story. She's gonna send me the first trailer and some screenshot of the game, which is coming out on the PSP this October. Okay, so I have news also here from Strategy First. Strategy First announced a partnership with digital distribution company called Stream Theory. That's something that's coming out more and more. Like Xcent does a lot of game with other thing. But that's a new way of people are finding to sell their games. Okay, I have something here that's important for retailers and people that buy games. The Interactive Entertainment Merchant Association remains opposed to the AB 1179 for many reasons. That's a big war going down in California concerning sales of M-rated game. It's a big thing going on this week. It's going to be going on this week. And they're appealing to Governor Schwarzenegger in order to help them against that bill. So you have the full statement you can read. Okay, Mojo Play ship today a 7-inch LCD screen to play with your console with the PlayStation 2. IBM will keynote the Game Technology Association meeting on October 26th. They will discuss a new processor that they are working on. Okay, I have, music-wise, I have Nashville singer and songwriter J.C. Andrews is set to release her debut record called Little Girl, October 11 on Versailles Records. I have a few news here concerning Gateway PC. They're making some deals in the UK to bring more and more the PC over there. I have a website of hold on here. From Russia with love. It's From Russia with Love. It's a new game from EA that will be shipping this fall on the PlayStation 2, the Xbox, and GameCube. It's just announced their new website of it. Sorry, the page was not loading. Okay, EA announced also as well today, you know, that they're doing a game called SSX, the snowboarding game on the PSP. It's coming out shortly. They just announced the entire soundtrack. We're going to have people like Bad Country Billy, Iron Maiden, Entire List. It's gonna sounds quite cool game. Like I said, I saw it at EA Studio in Montreal. It's a promising game. Mounts of the game they're shipping today. THQ is shipping Scooby-Doo Unmasked today. Scooby on Mass is shipping for the Nintendo GameCube, Game Boy Advance, PlayStation 2, and the Xbox, of course. So that's it for today. It's Monday, so it's a busy day. So we expect a lot of a busy day this week of news. So have a nice week, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.